India has to settle its $1.53 billion dues with Iran in rupees. From now on, all the trade will only be done in Indian currency. Until February, 45% of the Indian oil import payments were made in euros, with the money going through Turkish Halk Bank. Since then, Indian crude oil importers have held on to their payments.
You know, as far as the Iranian oil supplies, hydrocarbons are concerned, India has always had, again, what you might call as a certain special kind of a relationship with Iran. One, the quality of the Iranian crude is actually very different. It's referred to as a sweet crude. And India has actually set up facilities that are Iran-specific. So the technical parameters have been shaped so that they can receive Iranian hydrocarbons.
A Russian route to make payments in ruble was explored. However, it did not work out. Finally, the rupee transactions are left as the only alternative. UCO Bank is the only Indian-designated institute under the rupee payment mechanism with Iran. It is backed by its tie-ups with five Iranian banks, which worked on carrying out the process of settlements of dues in April last year. India imports about 70% of its crude oil from abroad.
Concurrently, it has been stated by some of the senior officials in India that Iran also offers a price that is competitive when it comes to the rest of the market. Now, these are factors that India cannot ignore because, as we have noted in the past, India is a very major importer of hydrocarbons and Iran is a major supplier country.
Indian oil refining companies are also expected to pay their dues soon. They have enjoyed a very attractive credit in the past few months.
So I think the need to maintain a robust relationship is, I would imagine, valuable for both sides. And to that extent, I think Iran and India need to look at the relationship in a far more holistic manner.
In June, India, along with a few Asian countries, managed another 6 months' waiver from the United States, under which they have agreed to reduce their oil imports from Iran. Last year, India imported around 260,000 barrels per day of oil. That was a reduction of 27% compared with the year before. Analysts say India will continue its crude oil imports from Iran as it is essential for the country's growing economy and will soon put in place a mechanism for payment for this in rupees to the Islamic Republic in the days ahead. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.